As vozes do professor.
Aswat al-muallimun.
Lausi yawadi.
Teachers' voices.
Welcome to Teachers' Voices. I'm your host, Nina Alonso, and this is a special mini-sode. In the last episode, I spoke with experts who support education systems and teachers who work with the students every day about how nurturing entrepreneurial mindsets in school can help young people's development and support their local and global communities. In this bonus episode, we will hear some practical tips and resources for preparing students for the future of work from our guests, Alison Young, Barbara Bilgrey, Larissa Acrofi, Motze Gears, and Tanya Shikli. I hope that this will inspire action towards creating impactful learning communities.
It takes a whole village to raise that child is completely true in that sense.
What are the first steps when developing entrepreneurial projects in the classroom? Two teachers, first Alison and then Barb, share some advice.
First of all, the teacher need to believe in it. If they are not so sure about what this is all about, perhaps start something small. The easiest way, perhaps from social studies, to link with the community and see what the community needs. And then from there, get the kids to think about taking actions.
They need to learn by going into the communities where these problems arise, talk to the community members and hear from the community members what the actual problems are.
Alison has developed resources that are free to use.
My website is my name, alisonyang.com. I talk about different resources you can use and different ideas. And I talk about a lot of project management because it's challenging when you are leading a group of 600 kids to do any project, plus 80 teachers, 40 teachers. It really requires a lot of project management.
Barbara recommends training that help her become an active and passionate learning community builder.
In the Global Issues Network, I really learned about empowering students to care about authentic needs of the community and to think about creating projects that could address global issues. The Global Issues Network is a worldwide network of youth that are trying to address global issues and have positive change in the world.
Barb also recommends looking at what global school networks are doing, such as the Round Square Network. She also recommends the African Leadership Academy.
The African Leadership Academy in Johannesburg, they built in a requirement of social entrepreneurship that really impressed me a lot.
Motze Gears from VVOB explains how schools can better connect education with the future of work.
What schools can do, I think, is two things. One goes back to aspirations. Shaping young people's aspirations is definitely something that is within the realm of possibilities of formal education. So in terms of widening young people's horizons, making these aspirations more realistic. And let me explain that a little bit. So when young people are asked, people think the work in agriculture is doing hard labor as my parents did on the field. And this is not broadening this idea of what is the work and where are actual opportunities that are interesting.
Connecting students with relatable young role models can inspire children, as Barbara explained in the last episode.
So young people from along that value chain come into schools and explain what their trajectory has been to those, how schooling contributed to those, and they act as a role model for young people that are still in school. Another thing is to build their alumni network. Alumni of the schools can also act as very low-key mentors to young people that are still in school. Teachers and school leaders are able to build these relationships with role models in the world of work, and then put these to pedagogical use in classrooms in a way that actually fits those competency-based curricula. And many of these practices are not particularly costly. Besides the aspirations part, the skills part, it's really very much about building a breadth of skills, again, also from early childhood education onwards. Much of that has to do with introducing playful ways of teaching and learning to build already a breadth of social and emotional skills, cognitive skills from the young early. And in secondary education, we continue along that same philosophy of that breadth of skills. And one of the pedagogies that we emphasize is project-based learning.
So to sum it up,
bringing the school and the community and the world of work closer together through teaching practices and building that breadth of skills.
Larissa Crofi from the MasterCard Foundation shares her advice for school leaders.
Career guidance and counseling services within educational institutions can play a very important role in preparing students for their transition to work. So a lot of programming needs to go into career guidance and counseling services. A critical focus should be on creating those strong linkages between education and the labor market. And this involves integrating real-world experiences with skills development into school curricula through partnerships with industry leaders, apprenticeships, and internships. And then by aligning educational outcomes with the current and future labor market needs, we can also ensure that these young people are equipped also with critical soft skills like problem solving, communication, and adaptability. I also think there's an opportunity to focus on out-of-school youth by providing alternative pathways to skills development and employment through vocational training and then the non-formal education programs. And I think this can help bridge that gap for those who may not have access to or have been marginalized by the traditional education system.
Finally, let's hear how Tania Shikli believes an entrepreneurial mindset can be built. Tania is an entrepreneur who created the App Academy and is creator and host of the podcast, The Rebel Educator.
When we think about entrepreneurial mindsets, there's several different things that go into that. So it's how do we foster creativity in our students? How do we give our students agency over the choices that they have and over making changes to the things that they see around them? A huge part of the entrepreneurial mindset or entrepreneurship is seeing a need or seeing a problem or seeing something that needs to be changed and then figuring out a way to make a difference for it. So when we can create those opportunities, even within a school building, for students to take ownership over creating some of those systems and filling needs and seeing those challenges and finding ways to solve those problems, that's the very beginning of what can be entrepreneurship.
I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. We will hear more about an individualized learning model that Tania created in our next episode, which will focus on learning variability. What is it? Why does it need to be recognized? And what can we do about it in school settings and elsewhere?